In this bulletin, Boris Johnson resigns as Britain's Prime Minister. Penny Wong set for a G20 meeting with her Chinese counterpart. And in sport, Nick Kyrgios guaranteed a spot at Wimbledon as Rafael Nadal is forced to withdraw due to injury. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Tina Quinn. And a very good morning to you. Well, following days of immense pressure placed on him by his fellow cabinet members, Boris Johnson has resigned as Britain's Prime Minister. Mr. Johnson stepped down immediately as leader of his Conservative Party, but he will continue to serve as PM until a replacement is found. In 48 hours, his government experienced over 50 resignations due to the latest ethics controversies around his leadership. Regardless, though, Mr. Johnson maintains he's pleased with the achievements of his administration.
In the last few days, I've tried to persuade my colleagues that it would be eccentric to change governments when we're delivering so much and when we have such a vast mandate and when we're actually only a handful of points behind in the polls, even in mid-term after quite a few months of pretty relentless sledging. I regret not to have been successful in those arguments, and of course it's painful not to be able to see through so many ideas and projects myself.
The frontrunners to replace Mr. Johnson as Prime Minister are the former Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, and Deputy PM Dominic Raab. Meanwhile, various London residents have been reacting to the PM's resignation. The former Conservative Prime Minister, Sir John Major, says it would be unwise to allow Mr. Johnson to continue serving as caretaker PM and that he should be removed from office immediately. Investment trader Himat Dalloway says that he's glad Mr. Johnson decided to leave.
I'm just surprised it took him so long, really. Yesterday I thought it would probably come, but by the end of the day it seemed like he was just going to keep on, but I guess he's figured it out that it's time for him to go.
Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong will meet with her Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the G20 summit, which is to be held in Bali. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi has confirmed the meeting, saying it will take place outside of the main gathering. Ms. Wong says she's willing to have a direct conversation with Mr. Yi on stabilising bilateral relations between the two countries. It's been almost 3 years since foreign ministers from Australia have met their Chinese counterparts in person. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has denied knowing the magnitude of the New South Wales floods while he was in Ukraine. Liberal Party frontbencher Angus Taylor has criticised Mr. Albanese for his absence during the floods. The PM returned to Australia on Wednesday following a week overseas and immediately travelled with New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet to flood-affected communities. Mr. Albanese told Sky News he only found out about the intensity of the floods when he left Ukraine.
No journalists on the trip raised that before I headed into Ukraine, and I did that on Saturday at lunchtime. At that time, the disaster is still unfolding. I went into Ukraine with an electronic blackout, and we didn't have phones, we didn't have the internet. I did that out of duty to Australia. Australia has been the largest non-NATO contributor.
Russia's defence ministry says it launched an airstrike against Ukrainian soldiers on Snake Island in the Black Sea overnight. It comes after the release of footage showing Ukrainian troops flying the national flag on the island as a symbol of reclaiming it. The Russian forces had withdrawn from the island 1 week prior as a gesture of goodwill. The Kremlin's ministry spokesperson Igor Konashenkov says that high-precision missiles were used after the Ukrainian servicemen attempted to convey a flag to the island.
At about 5 a.m., several Ukrainian servicemen landed on the island from a motorboat and took pictures with the flag. The aircraft of the Russian Aerospace Forces immediately launched a strike with high-precision missiles on Smyrny Island, as a result of which part of the Ukrainian military personnel was destroyed. The survivors fled in the direction of the village of Primorsk in the Odessa region.
Turning to sport now, and Nick Kyrgios will play in the final of Wimbledon after Rafael Nadal has had to withdraw due to injury. It comes just a day before the two were scheduled to go head-to-head in their semi-final match. Nadal has been dealing with a torn abdominal muscle. The Spaniard says he can't risk it getting worse and that happiness is more important than any title.
Unfortunately, as you can imagine, if I am here, it's because I have to pull out from the tournament, no? As everybody saw yesterday, I have been suffering with the pain in the abdominal. I know something was not okay there, as yesterday I said. And that's confirmed. I have a tear in the muscle, in the abdominal.
Nick Kyrgios will now face either Novak Djokovic or Cameron Norrie in this Sunday's championship. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn. There'll be more at midday.